Just to help them out, and they never did give us nothing.
That used to be bad to be pushing
kind
of cars stuck in
the
sand.
Yeah, we'd push them, dig them out, and had block second, we'd pull them. I made a power driver. We made a power driver, put a big motor on the frame, and drove fire, and had a big bucket, and a, what's called a boom, you know, swing back and shoot. I'd swing out, and had a big wooden box made. I'd swing it and drop it down in that hole where there was a digging, and then fill it full of dirt. Then I'd pull it up and boom it down and dump it. We dug up 18 skulls at that shell pit north of Barefoot Bay. And one of them had the bottom jaw teeth. My boss man was a man who weighed about 240. He had a big face. And them jaw teeth just fit over his face, just like that. Boy, they was that big.
That big fella.
About that long, yeah. And the big old teeth, they was ground down in there just like old cows or old hog teeth grind. Did you ever see how they grind down there?
Yes.
Sometimes, if you ever see an old cow jawbone laying around, pick it up and look how they... They chewed till they ground it down in there just like
that.
Yeah, well, way down in there. And that's where them were. There was a, I don't know how big it was, but one little skull. And the, most of them skulls, though, was a lot bigger than my head or yours. And that jawbone was that big. And their arm, this part of their arm, from the wrist to the elbow, was it long? That's from my wrist to my shoulder. And the knee was the same thing, from the ankle to the knee. It was pretty near as long as my whole leg. And we dug up 18 of them, right there, and buried them back. They're right there in the dirt, yeah. That was in, must have been 24 or 5 somewhere along there. We dug them up to put that bridge in there and just dumped them back behind them and towed them up again. It's still there under that old bridge.
Yeah. Huge
people. Huh? There was old pieces of muskets, old pieces of rifles, and I see old pieces of Indian pot, right, you know. You ever seen that, Indian pot? There was a lot of that stuff there. And old tomahawks. People got a lot of stuff out there too.
Expressions, you know, say you went to somebody's house and they weren't there, whoever came to the door might say, well, no, he's not.
No, he's not at home.
And, say if somebody's not going away from you, he'd be coming straight.
Coming to the door?
Yes,